Greetings, everyone. This is I'm Right.
I'm Right.
And I'm Jill Cox Cordova.
I'm Anthony Cordova.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I am. Don't try to steal my name from me.
Well, you gave me your name.
I did. I've asked for my name back before.
Not to me, you haven't.
Not from you. Must be a good name because nobody ever
likes my name. Whenever I say my name to when I meet people for the first time, they'll say, "Oh, that's a great name."
Yeah.
Cox Cordova.
All right.
So how are you?
I'm pretty good, actually. I'm still working during COVID. I'm still out there. But
you said during COVID.
During?
Yes. COVID is not over.
It's not over. Of course it's not over.
I know that. You know that. But I think a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah. So, but yeah, remember, audience, I know you'll remember this. And Jill, I know you know this. How I was complaining about how everybody just started going on vacation. And, you know, if people have seen it, beaches have gotten so crowded that they had to close them.
Yes.
Well, I found out from an infectious disease expert that social distancing on the beach is one of the safest places you can be.
Really? So
yes.
It's better like out in the open outside than it is in a room. Is that what you're saying?
Well, absolutely. But the beach is better because there's always a breeze coming in from the ocean. So, air diffuses the coronavirus. So, as long as it's moving air and you're outside and you're social distancing, you're good. So, I want to go on vacation.
Well, you know, I'm all about a beach. I am happy on a beach. But one place I am not happy is the grocery store. And that brings us to our segment today, where I guess you're asking this. Why doesn't Jill go to the grocery store with you?
Yeah, why don't you go to the grocery store with me?
It's part of a segment that we call
Stand by Your Stance.
So you're asking, why don't I go to the grocery store with you?
Well,
shall I count the way, the reasons?
Jill, you have to understand, for me, it comes from love.
What does?
Love, 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 love. It's the time for love.
What is?
You going to the grocery store with me.
My going to the grocery store is love.
Yes,
for you?
Yes.
I don't understand.
It's a way that you show that you love me by going to the grocery store.
I've been to the grocery store with you.
You have been.
And I'd like to think I show you that I love you in many other ways.
Yeah, but going to the grocery store.
I am actually cooking today. That's love. I didn't go to the grocery store to get my ingredients. I had them delivered. Because COVID isn't over, number one. Number two,
anyway,
I have been injured in grocery stores.
Anyway,
people running carts into me.
Let's put COVID aside for a moment. So this is pre-COVID. Okay.
Yes, people ran into carts. They didn't see me. I know I'm short, but you gotta see me.
I love having my wife by my side as I go to the grocery store.
Let me ask you something, sweetheart.
Sure.
When you enter, when we're in the days where we were outside, and
the days we were outside,
yes.
You what
know,
days
like
were
a
those?
Long time ago,
a
pre-COVID, you know, people who know me know that pre-COVID, I really enjoyed walking. Yes.
You know, most people have been outside during COVID. It's a good place to be during COVID.
I understand that now, but I'm talking about when I like to walk.
Yeah.
Okay. And even though I'm only 4'11", so therefore my legs are not long. Right?
I think your legs are like, each one is like 6 foot long.
It is not. How can you even say that? I do not have long
legs. Because
you
walk so fast.
That's my point. I walk fast.
I don't understand how you walk faster than tall people. It's I don't know, but
it's because I'm bow-legged. But
this
anyway,
has got nothing to do with the grocery store.
No, it really does. It really does. Hear me out. So pre-COVID, I could walk really fast, right? And pre-COVID, you would not walk with me because I walked fast, correct?
Uh-huh.
And then when we get to a grocery store, who's the speed walker? Jill.
That's me. But you should be able to keep up.
But I
you
actually
walk fast.
Can't. As fast as I walk, I actually cannot keep up with you at a grocery store. So clearly you don't need anybody with you in a grocery store.
You're
really zip, zip, zip.
I am zip, zip, zip out.
I can't keep up.
And that's kind of I've heard that it's a guy thing. The guys just, when they go to the store, they're in, they're out. They don't want to look at everything on the shelf.
I don't want
to. Oh, wait a minute, Jill.
What?
That is not true.
Well, it depends
on
what it is.
Not true, not true, not true.
The only true is if there are books in the grocery store.
When I go to the grocery store, I have a list. I know what I'm getting.
I have a list when I go to the grocery store. Yes.
When you go in the grocery store with me, you start looking at stuff on shelves.
Like what?
Just looking at stuff. Like, oh, look, they have a new cream corn.
I have never uttered those words in my life. What are you talking about?
You're like, oh, look, they have quiche. Oh, we should try that. Oh,
it's been years since I've had a quiche.
But you know what I'm saying,
no,
Jill.
I actually don't.
Oh, look. Oh, they have this kind of cheese. I saw this kind of cheese in a recipe. Let's get this cheese.
Well, you can't have it both ways. So when you get me in a store, like it's like observing a society that I'm not used to. So
a
I'm taking
society.
Yes, it's like as a writer. I observe society.
Society?
It's a whole other world to me.
Are you looking at the people or the things on the shelf?
Both. Got to look at the people because some of them will run their carts into you. So you got to watch out for people. But I do look at people. I people watch and I look at what's on the shelves. I don't think that should be an issue for you.
What's interesting about that?
About what?
All that you just said, the people.
Well, there's always something interesting about
people. The shelves.
Well, you know, I like gadgets. So a lot of times what I do actually look at are not food products, but it might be a store that has, you know, different types of appliances. As little as I cook.
Excuse me?
As little as I cook.
What different appliances?
Well, not appliances, gadgets. You know, as little as I cook, I really like gadgets.
Yeah, we have tons of, I don't understand. I'm the one that's always cooking, but you're the one that always wants to buy something that you can use to cook.
Yes, because real cooks don't have to have like the instant pots and the crock pots because they'll make everything from scratch and they'll enjoy that. Whereas those of us who hate to cook will look for things that will make the act of cooking easier, as simple as possible.
But actually, it doesn't.
Well, I don't know. How am I supposed to know that? I don't cook. How am I supposed to know that?
All of these things that make things, even like, why are we talking about Instapots and gadgets? This is not what this
you
is
ask,
about.
You asked me
is
what
about
I look
grocery
at.
Grocery stores.
You asked me what I look at, and many grocery stores have that in there.
Is there anything you like about a grocery store? Anything?
No.
Not one thing.
I cannot think of anything I like about a grocery store.
You don't even like that the grocery store has food?
No.
So If you went to a grocery store.
I like
store,
food that's already prepared. So if you restaurants went to, are more my
if
thing.
If you went to a grocery store and there was no food in there, no products, nothing, would that bother you any?
Then why would we be there?
Well, according to you, you don't care whether it has food in it or not. So
because I don't like grocery stores. So it's not going to matter to me what it has in it or what it doesn't. I still won't like to go. But if you take me someplace where the food is already prepared and we can sit down and eat it, great.
Hey, they have these little kiosks that are set up and they give you free samples.
I don't like those either. I don't like those because I don't know how long it's been sitting there.
You can watch them make it right in front of you.
Well, usually they're making something that I don't care to eat. Like, I don't like those either. My mother loves those.
She does.
But I don't. I don't care for those.
Yeah, but Jill, you make me happy when you come with me.
And I have been with you to the grocery store several times.
Several times in 15 years.
It's actually 16. We've been married several times.
16 years.
Well, that we've been together. 14 that we're married.
Yeah, so.
You can't count how many times I've been to the store with you because it's countless.
It's not countless.
You can't count.
It is not
you
countless.
You lost count of how many times I've been to the grocery store.
No, I can probably count.
No, you can't.
One. Two.
You cannot.
I'm counting them now.
You cannot.
Three.
Nope, you cannot.
Four. Five,
you're not counting right.
Six.
You're not counting right.
Seven.
You're just counting.
Eight.
That's all you're doing.
No,
you're just counting.
I am recalling.
We know you can count.
I am recalling every time you went to the grocery store with me. I can remember the first time we went to the grocery store together. We went to a Publix that was close to your house when we didn't live together. Before, you know, when we were dating, that's the first grocery store we went to together.
And what was that experience like for you?
For me, it was fine. All you did was complain.
Well, what did I complain about? I don't recall this.
I recall you said, I hate grocery stores.
Oh, you know.
Yeah, but you did say. But out of all the grocery stores, you know, like, Walmart or Kroger, that you liked Publix the best.
I did.
Yes, but you still did not like grocery stores.
Well, you know, another reason I don't like grocery stores.
Why?
It's because before you and I got together, I could go to a grocery store. I'm minding my own business. I'm
minding
following.
Your own business.
Yes, I'm getting. I have a list too. When I go to the grocery stores, I'm getting what I want.
What you want
and
what you need.
Why is it that sometimes men want to look at what you have in your cart and say, "That's not enough food for me," as though I'm going to invite the stranger to have the food with me?
Well, Jill.
So I don't like to be picked up. In a grocery store.
Yeah, but certain grocery stores are the pickup spots.
Well, the Publix that you just mentioned was not.
But you can pick up.
I don't like that.
It doesn't matter.
If I have to be in a grocery store, leave me alone.
Let me
just get my groceries.
A person could pick somebody up in like Big Lots. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't because you picked me up in a bookstore, didn't you? So it doesn't matter the kind of store. You are correct about that. But when I'm in a grocery store, because I'm not happy to be there, I need people to just leave me alone.
So if I, before we met, I saw you in a grocery store and you know, your face is all scrunched up. You're scowling because you're in a grocery store and don't want to be there. And I approached you and I saw you were having a problem getting a can off the top shelf. And that's I would say, excuse me, ma'am. Would you like some help with that? And what would you say?
Sure, thanks.
Okay. And then I'll say, well, how is your day going?
And then I would complain that, I would say, why would they put it way up there? I would complain about that, yes.
And then I could offer to do your grocery shopping for you. How would that work?
And I'm meeting you for the first time. I may not.
I'll say, give me the list.
Feel comfortable.
You go out, sit in your car, I play some music.
I wouldn't trust you right away. I wouldn't trust you right away.
What if I paid your grocery bill?
Like you're in front of me and you're like, I'm going to pay for the woman behind me?
Yeah.
I'll say, oh, that's really nice. Thank you. And keep moving.
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. No, a strange man.
It's like being in a drive-thru and someone pays for your items.
A strange man in the grocery store paying for your groceries.
I would have a great story to tell my friends.
No, you would be too suspicious. You don't have to pay for my groceries.
No, I probably would say thank you.
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't.
I'm not a suspicious person, usually.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
You're a former journalist. It's like...
That makes me cynical, cops, not suspicious.
Cops.
I'm cynical.
Okay, you're cynical. But cops, you know, cops, journalists, they're always looking for that other angle, that other... What's the real story?
Well, usually there is a real story, but I probably would have just said thank you. And moved on. Just like many times I've been at a drive-thru and people in front of me have paid for whatever it was I ordered. But that's just
that's
kindness.
Never, that's no, that's not just kindness.
Well, there's a reason.
That's never
there's
happened to me.
Well, it hasn't. I don't think it's because I'm female. I just think sometimes people, especially around the holiday season, people do that.
Yeah. No, I take it back. A woman did approach me and ask if she could take me to dinner.
Where? When?
In Texas.
Oh, before we met.
Yes.
Did you let her?
Uh-huh.
And you just met her for the first time?
Uh-huh.
And you weren't suspicious of her? You weren't?
I was.
That's why you said yes?
But I had some time to kill. I wasn't in a rush to go anywhere. Just had some time to kill. So I was wondering, what does she really want? And I found out what she really wanted.
You?
She wanted me for a specific reason, not necessarily sex.
What do you mean, not necessarily?
We're off topic.
You're telling the story. You brought it up.
Well, this woman, when she asked me out to dinner, she knew I was a truck driver.
Okay.
She already knew that.
So she knew you weren't going to be around much?
She knew I traveled the country.
Okay.
Because, you know, she approached me, we had small talk, all of that, and then she asked me out for dinner.
Okay.
So I really was curious.
Okay.
Of why she wanted to take me to dinner.
Okay.
And I definitely found out.
Which was?
She wanted me to let her ride with me in the truck. And as we would go to these different states, she was going to rob change machines.
Oh my goodness.
She says,
so you were
well,
the getaway driver?
She says, what we'll do is while you make your delivery, I'll go to laundromats and all of these, you know, arcades, all of these different places that have coin machines. She said, because I know how to make them pay out without putting any money in them. So this way, you know, we can go state to state, state to state, state to state, and we can cash in on all of these coin machines. Just like you can make like an extra $500,000 to $1,000 a day. Ripping off all of these coin machines. And then she went further to tell me, she said, Yes, and I will be your woman. And that's all you have to do. Sometimes you can help me rip off the coin machines.
And you said?
I don't think I'm going to do that.
Well, that's a good thing. We probably wouldn't have met because you probably would have been in prison somewhere. So I'm glad you said no.
Yeah, that's really off topic.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, no, I wouldn't. I would if you had come up and decided to pay for my groceries, you still wouldn't have gotten my number or anything.
Oh, yes, I would.
No, you wouldn't have.
Yes, I would.
No, because I would have not. I would have been very suspicious of you.
I would have got you.
And, you know, have to protect. I'm the same woman that, you know, didn't let you see my house for a couple of months. Remember?
You was hiding a man.
I was not.
You was hiding a man. I'm sure of it.
I was hiding my address. I you know, just in case it didn't work out. I didn't want you coming by my house all the time.
You know,
or know where I lived. So I had to make sure you were straight before I told you. So anyway, we're way off topic.
Yeah. So
no, I do not like grocery stores.
I don't ask much of you, Jill. I just want you to go to the grocery store with me.
And I do. Anytime you ask me to go, I do.
And you know,
in fact, the last year or so, anytime you've asked me to go, okay, and I'm in the car. You know that. You know that to be true.
Hey, but how come when you do go to the grocery store, I always try to get you to get in the shopping cart, and you never will?
Listeners, did you just hear him say that?
I want you to get in the shopping cart.
What grown woman is going to get in a grocery cart? I cannot fit. I'm not a child.
You can fit in the grocery
cart. I cannot.
Yes, you can.
I cannot. It's for a little child. Yes, I'm 4'11", but that's too big.
Not in the little seat part, in the part where the groceries go.
Why would I do that? Isn't that where the groceries are? Why would I?
I'll stack them up on you.
Why would I do that?
It would be fun.
For whom?
Me?
Not for me.
It would be fun for you, too.
Well.
And I'll give you a lollipop.
So you do think I'm a child.
I'll give you a lollipop.
I didn't even like lollipops as a kid.
You didn't?
No, I played with candy. I never really liked candy as a kid. I wish I could say that now, but anyway. But no, why is that your fantasy?
I didn't say it was a fantasy. You went there.
Well, you always
I didn't say it was a fantasy. That takes it to another level.
But you always bring it up.
Let me think about that shopping cart.
You always bring it up. So I don't understand why you even... Every time we go to a grocery store, every single time, you'll say you want to get in the cart and you get really excited.
You gave me ideas.
If I go to the garage and see a grocery cart.
No, it'll be in our bedroom.
Oh my gosh. I think we need to get to our next segment.
Back and forth.
Time to change the subject. Time to change the subject. Let's get to our second segment that we call
Give It a Rest and a Resolution.
So my stance on why I don't go to the grocery store is very simple. I don't like grocery stores. But of the last year or so, anytime you ask me to go, I go.
I'm not sure that's entirely accurate.
It is.
But I'll let you get away with it.
It is accurate. You hardly ever ask me to go anymore, so, you know.
I wonder why.
Because for years I would say no.
So,
but this is what I need. I'm good at giving you grocery lists.
It took me, yeah. But this is Give It a Rest and Resolution segment.
Yes.
So, yeah, I have something to say about that.
I'm listening.
My resolution is it's okay if you don't come with me to the grocery store, because when you don't come, we spend less money. So it's all right, Jill. You can stay home.
You should have thought of that before we did this whole segment. So 25 minutes in, you're like, you know what? You don't have to go. Well, you always tell me that the recipes I do choose to make, the ingredients are expensive. You always say that.
Yes.
But that's not my fault. I just like interesting recipes, I guess.
Yeah,
that's and I fault. Don't know how much they cost, because I very rarely I would lose a game show or something if they asked how much something costs, because I so very rarely go to a grocery store.
You're like,
I wouldn't know.
You're like former presidents of the United States
that are out of touch.
Yeah, they don't know how much milk I don't know is, either. Eggs are. They don't know.
I don't know.
They don't have to do that.
Yeah. So I've been fortunate to where I don't have to do that anymore. You know, when I was single, obviously I had to, but I don't anymore. You like grocery stores.
Oh, no, I don't.
Then why are we having this whole conversation?
Maybe that's why I want you to come with me.
Because you don't
like
them?
Why do you think when I go to the grocery store, I'm in, I'm out. I get what I need and I'm out. I don't just hang around the grocery store.
You're like that with most stores, actually.
That's just
the kind of shopper you are.
Yeah, but with that, early on, I said maybe that's a guy thing. Guys kind of go in, they come out, get what they need, they come out.
Okay.
Don't do all
I
that.
I think a lot of women do that,
walking
too,
walking around stuff. The only store I walk around in is like, what are those stores? Like Marshall's and Ross and TJ Maxx.
Because they have a variety of stuff.
Well, yes, but I go there with you, so you might be looking for some clothes or something. So I look around. Or you might be in the fitting room.
Right.
And I'll walk around and look and see what that's
about. We should do a whole episode on fitting rooms. But anyway, let's get to our last segment that we call.
I'm trying to help you.
Any tips?
Yes. My tip is, if you're the person in your household that does the shopping, sometimes it's nice if your partner will come along with you and spend some time with you. It makes a chore into an outing.
Your tip is to invite your partner to go?
That's my tip.
Okay.
Yeah, you might have fun.
Okay.
Instead of, especially if you think it's a chore, if you bring your partner with you, you might enjoy it.
Okay. Well, my tip is, if you don't enjoy grocery stores and your partner invites you to go,
don't go. Right? I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to.
That's right. This is my tip. My tip is one of two things: either don't go, or make it fun for yourself when you do go. And that's why I look around.
That's why you get in the shopping cart.
No, that would not be fun for
me. That would be fun for me.
How do I get out?
I'll pick you up.
Okay, that's a whole other episode too. Because the last time you picked me up,
I carried you through the jungle for 12 miles.
See, the story keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Through the swamps. I fought alligators and snakes because you had twisted your ankle
every single
playing
time.
Tennis.
I did twist my ankle playing tennis at a resort that was, you know, less than a few yards away.
And you couldn't walk, and it was 12 miles.
It was not
12
miles.
our room,
we were
so
right
I had to carry
to
you.
Anyway, we got to end the
you
show.
Wrap this up, Jill.
You've Come been on. Listening to I'm Right.
I'm Right.
I'm Jill Cox Cordova.
I'm Anthony Cordova.
Shout out to Gifford Ivan Cordova III for the music. Nick Zinke for the art. Thank you, everybody, for listening in on our conversation about why I hate grocery stores.
Next time they see us out, we're going to have the next meetup at a grocery store.
Oh, no,
That's
we're not.
That's what we're going to do.
We are yes, we not are. Doing that. I will not agree to
that. Well, it's time to end
Bye,
this show.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.